Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked into the show all over North America, East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, Mountains, Down South, Northeast. I don't care where you at. You could be anywhere. How about that? Shout out to Hawaii, Alaska, Toronto, Calgary. We got a lot of folks tuned in, okay? They're listening, or you are listening on your local affiliate. Maybe you're locked in on Sirius XM channel 158. Shout outs to all my folks on the road making that money. A big shout outs to all my folks listening on a smart speaker. Thank you to everybody listening on the Odyssey app. Maybe you on your phone, I don't know, or tablet. Maybe you plugged your phone into the car, I don't know. Maybe you at work. Yeah, take that job's money. Take their money and try to do the least amount of work possible. I won't tell. Hey, take that money. Anyway, hey, Shep, are we taking money? We taking money, right?
No.
Oh.
Do we?
We just sitting here. What are we doing?
I mean, you and I work hard, man. We ain't taking anything. We earned this.
Okay. Yeah, we earned the money. No, Shep's earning money. I'm just sitting here. Speak for yourself, Shep. I'm just sitting here.
Yeah, okay. You work your freaking ass off. Don't deny it.
Nah, we just hanging out. We talking about basketball, man. Come on. It's amazing basketball. Anyway, we've had amazing basketball here on Thursday night. The games were ridiculous. Half of the damn Elite Eight is set up. The games tonight were pretty damn awesome. Let me help you get this out the way. Kansas State is moving on. Kansas State beat Michigan State 98-93. Kansas State will now take on Florida Atlantic. Florida Atlantic beat Tennessee 62-55. Crazy. And then in Las Vegas, we saw an ass whooping, okay? UConn beat Arkansas. UConn is so humble. They're so cool. They beat Arkansas 88-65. And then this game was crazy as hell. A few minutes ago, Gonzaga, they finished up the night. The Zags, they beat UCLA 79-76. If you missed it, and by the way, UCLA almost came back in this game. The Zags, they led by about 9 points. With a little more than a minute left, and then the Zags were missing free throws. UCLA was going to the basket. UCLA was knocking down threes, and it really boiled down to a final three. The Zags, they did not go away. Julian Strother, who happens to be from Vegas, he knocked down a game-winning three. He hit one of these Steph Curry threes to finish off UCLA, and make sure that the Zags walked away with the victory. Take a listen to this.
Strother will get it in. Salas picks it up. Clock starts. 11 seconds. Salas across the timeline. Pitch it back. Strother. Deep three from the top of the key. Got it! Oh, he hit it! Strother from the top. 7 seconds left. Campbell on the run. Into the front court. Drives the right side. Stripped away! Strother's got it. Fouled with 1.1 to go. The Vegas native pulls up from deep and puts Gonzaga in the lead and then gets a steal at the other end. Strother walking, staring into the crowd. What a shot by Strother, who has had a tough night with his heels in the March Madness logo, drills a three. And with 1.1 to go, he can ice it. Gonzaga leads 78-76.
Yeah, they knocked down a free throw, and that was all she wrote. UCLA missed a three. The Zags almost choked away this game. Drew Timmy had 36 points and 13 rebounds. He's the fifth player since the year 2000 with 35-10 in an NCAA tournament game. And he almost choked it away. And let's see what Gonzaga can do. Maybe Mark Few will finally win a championship. He's going to take on, who's next? A UConn. And I told you about UConn whooping the ass of Arkansas 88-65. They're nothing competitive about that game. Afterwards, their head coach, Hurley, he spoke to the media. And he pretty much said, oh, yeah, well, you know, I'm proud of my guys, and I thought we'd do good. And this is what Dan Hurley had to say. Listen to him.
Where we are right now is exactly where we talked about, right, where we would be when we got together after we lost the first round game last year. We met in that boardroom, and the three of us sat together, and we talked about this is where we were going to be. Right. So we're exactly where we thought we would be, and obviously we're thrilled to play you know, one more to go to the Final Four.
Oh, good for them. That's going to be fun. Gonzaga versus UConn. I'm going with the Zags. The Zags got to go back to the Final Four, right? They ain't going to choke this one away, right? They're I don't know. Gonzaga, every bunch of years, they go to the championship and they lose. Sorry. Congratulations to Mark Few. Fifth Elite Eight appearance since 2015. That's sixth all time. How about you win something this time, Gonzaga? Well, anyway, that's done. These games earlier were amazing. Kansas State and Michigan State. Oh, my God. Back and forth. They went into overtime. I thought for a second, I'm like, Michigan State got this and Kansas State got this. And then they go into overtime. And we saw a record broken today. Tonight in Madison Square Garden in New York City, Marquise Noel, he scored 20 points. Yeah, sure, big deal. You know what he did that no one else has ever done in an NCAA tournament? He had 19 assists. He broke a record. 19 assists in an NCAA tournament is a record. He was out there whooping ass. Keontae Johnson, 22 points. And Marquise Noel, I mean, these weren't just, I want to say, stat padding assists. This is not like, well, not like Jokic. Jokic does his assists to win, and so was Noel. Some of his biggest assists for the night were in overtime, helping them win the damn game. A matter of fact, their head coach, Tang, he came through after. He talked about Marquise Noel, and he said, it's all about love. I love my guys. I love that they play. Listen to Jerome Tang.
We got a ton of faith in each other. They have faith in me. I got faith in every one of these guys right here. They probably did more coaching than I did. I just try to love them, man. And when you love people, it's amazing what you can accomplish.
I saw you two going at it over a couple of timeout arguments and play call arguments. That's the kind of relationship you have, though. What was it like in those final seconds with the timeout battle between coaches?
You know, where we was at, it was a place of fire. But we practice in a place of fire all the time. So he was ready for it. This is a bad boy right here. This is a bad boy.
And Marquise, you broke an NCAA tournament game record for assists. Congratulations. It's also a school record. You didn't know half of these guys in July. What allowed you to bond so quickly with them?
Man, I just want to start by saying all glory to God. Man, he gave me these gifts and these talents. And I'm just glad that I get the platform to showcase them. But I have a ton of faith. Man, these guys work so hard. My coaching staff work so hard. And we just love each other, like Coach said, and you see the outcome.
How are you still standing on two legs right now?
Man, I don't know, but I get an ice bath and I'll be all right.
Is that New York tough right there?
Yes, sir. Yes,
congratulations.
Ma'am. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Oh, wait, you're a woman. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, yeah. Hey, Marquise Noel is from New York City, uptown Harlem, went to school in Brooklyn. Good for him, man. This is like a dream to play in Madison Square Garden, and he did it. Kansas State comes out on top of Michigan State. Marquise Noel is a winner. Tom Izzo is a loser. He's always very emotional. He wanted to have pizza and get in a cab ride, and now his ride in the tournament is over. I'm sorry. No other championship for Tom Izzo this year. And as a classy individual, something that he is, he showed a lot of love to Kansas State. Take a listen to this.
I've been part of a lot of big wins, and I've been part of a lot of tough losses. Never been prouder of a team because we didn't have our game tonight. We did not play like we were the first half. It was just kind of, we were ham and egging it. And we were just kind of fighting through it.
Yeah. Well, now he can fight back all the way to Michigan. Sorry. It's unfortunate. And the Spartans some of our listeners lost money. Hey, Shep, the repo man, David, right? David the repo man?
From Detroit, yes.
David the repo man from Detroit. He's out here repossessing cars right now. He called us right before the break.
Yeah, two up, three down.
He said he had three more cars to repossess. He said he lost money. And I said, man, so just chill out. There are more important things than out here repossessing cars. And we started talking about it. And I said to him, like, man, you got a lot of cars to repossess. And then Shep and I started talking, and it's very simple here. Shep says having a vehicle is more important than having a cell phone. I said it's more important to have a cell phone than having a vehicle. Like, let's say all you got is a phone. You can apply for a job with a phone. You can go on the internet with a phone. Check your emails with a phone. With a vehicle, with a car, yeah, you can drive anywhere. But you're going to drive somewhere, they're going to tell you, fill out the application online, which you would do on your phone. I think in 2023, it's more important to have a cell phone than a vehicle. And so if David is coming to snatch your car up, if you still have a cell phone, I think you're in good shape. If the repo man, I don't think this happens. I've never heard of anybody getting a phone repossessed. Damn. But if you get your phone repossessed and you still have a car, you're cooked. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to the phones in a second. But, I mean, damn. What's more important? What's more essential? Is it a cell phone? Is it a vehicle? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let me get this out the way. Let me tell you about the opponent for Kansas State. Florida Atlantic. They beat Tennessee 62-55. All that talk about Tennessee and their bruising style of play and the rugby style of basketball ain't work out for Coach Barnes. We still got more Dusty May. Matter of fact, layup after layup after layup. Florida Atlantic, Shep told me they were ranked 109th in the preseason. And they haven't quit. They're not quitting. A matter of fact, I want you to hear the final call. This is from Westwood One. This is when Florida Atlantic told Tennessee, sit down. It's over for you.
5.8 to go. James will inbound from side court. Gets it into Vescovi, and Tennessee's just going to hold the ball. 2 seconds, 1 second, and that's it. The Florida Atlantic Owls, who had never won an NCAA tournament game before this season, have won three in the tournament now. They are heading to the Elite Eight for a date with Kansas State on Saturday. The remarkable year for Dusty May and Florida Atlantic continues. Their 34th win of the season. Brian Greenlee and Nick Boyd standing on the table to our left and celebrating with the FAU fans. The final score, Florida Atlantic 62, Tennessee 55. And there was little question tonight, who was the better team?
Yeah, who the hell had this? Florida Atlantic versus Kansas State? Nobody had this. Every step of the way for Florida Atlantic has been a shock. They beat Memphis last week and Penny Hardaway. Penny was ticked off. They beat Fairleigh Dickinson. Now they beaten Tennessee. Now they're in the Elite Eight. You might remember we spoke to Dusty May last week after he knocked off Penny Hardaway. And Dusty May told us here on the JR Sport Brief show, he's like, listen, man, I believe in my guys.
We had a 20-game winning streak, and our league was really tough this year. So we learned early on that there was no moment that was too big for our guys. We went into the University of Florida when they were playing great basketball and won in their gym. And then Conference USA, we played really well in our conference tournament. So other than the gym just being significantly bigger, we didn't feel like our guys would be fazed by it at all. We knew if we took care of the basketball and found a way to rebound, we'd have a chance to win.
Oh, the bright lights of Vegas. They ain't scare them. Bright lights. New York City didn't scare them. I guess New Year. Hey, Shep, I'm so confused now. There's so many damn games. I know Kansas State and Michigan State, they played in New York. And then Florida Atlantic and Tennessee, they followed them up in New York, right? They did, yeah.
Yes, I am looking as we speak because there are so many freaking games.
Yeah, that was in New York.
Yes.
Ain't scared of no bright lights.
Yeah. I will tell you if we're wrong, I'm pretty sure you were 100% right about the New York factor, yes.
No, they played in New York.
And I know for a fact Michigan State only, and you said this because Izzo had this silly quote about, you know, pizza, because he makes $6 million a year, but apparently he needs his players to buy him pizza.
Yeah, he needs his players to buy pizza, and he wants to get in a dirty cab. And now Tom Izzo can take a dirty cab back to Michigan. Sorry. Anyway. Hey, we got more games on Friday. This is half of the Elite Eight before we get down to the Final Four. On Friday, we got San Diego State and Alabama. Oh, people are real hyped about that one. What's Brandon Miller going to do? What's the defense of San Diego State going to do? We got Houston and Miami. I want to see if Sasser is going to continue to be healthy with that groin. I want to see if Jim Larranaga can move his team ahead. We got Princeton. Let me say that again. We got Princeton and Creighton, and then we have Xavier in Texas, the Longhorns. Damn. It's the games tomorrow. It's going to be very difficult to top and match what we saw today. Bananas. The games tonight were nuts. Congratulations to Drew Timmy of Gonzaga, the 60-year-old senior at Gonzaga. He's still trying to win. He's going to be there for another 80 years. How he has eligibility, I don't know, but he busting ass 36 points. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. One of our callers, he lost a lot of money tonight. He put his money down on Michigan State. Kansas State beat him in Madison Square Garden, 98-93. He's repossessing cars as we speak. If you live in Michigan, if you live in Detroit, and you ain't pay your bill, hide your car. But anyway, we had a conversation. What's more important in 2023? Do you need a cell phone? Do you need a car? John is here from South Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, John.
Hey, man. I'm 69, retired. I got a bike I ride around. It's electric, and I see people all the time, all day, and I don't care if they got carts or bikes or just walking and hanging. They got to have that cell phone. They might not have a car, but they beg for a phone usage if they don't have one handy. So you're right. With a phone, you can call Uber if you have enough money, and you can get a ride that way.
You're right.
But without a cell phone, you're like dead in the water.
Oh, my God, 2023. Thank you, John, for calling from South Carolina. It was nice when we lived in a world. I'm not mad. It was actually cool to live in a world with no cell phone. You remember them days? You got up and you lived without looking in a stupid phone. Remember them days? Remember getting in the bed and not looking at a phone? Remember going to dinner and not looking at a phone? Remember those days? I miss them. I really do. Larry is calling from Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Larry? Is a car more important than a phone or a phone more important than a cell phone? I don't know what I'm saying. Go ahead, Larry.
cell phone is definitely more important these days. I mean, I've got a story about repossessing cars. I used to work for a finance company, and I was the one that would assign out the cars to be repossessed.
Oh, wait, whoa. You're evil, man. You're evil. You used to tell the repo man to get people's cars?
We had a policy at the institution that I was working for, at the lending institution that I was working for. You had to be a certain amount past due before we would send you. I mean, we would, like you said, we would try and make payment arrangements and everything like that. But if you got to be 90, 120 days late, obviously there's not going to be payments coming or whatever. So then we would review it, and if the car looked good enough and everything, we'd put it out for repossession.
Damn, you're like the repo man's friend.
It's one of those things where, I mean, if people, a lot of times if people would just talk to us, and say, hey, I'm going through something or whatever, we'd be willing to work with you. But if you, a lot of times it's people that are just angry and everything, and they start cussing at you or whatever, but after 90, 120 days or more, we got to do something because we're losing money and everything else too. So,
okay.
But anyway, but cell phone, you can have you can work from home or whatever, but car's not necessarily as important as a cell phone. All right.
Okay.
Love the show. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Larry, for calling from Texas. Friend of the repo man. He's the one who sends the repo man. Damn. Nolan is here from Indianapolis. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm okay. What's up? You going to take my car? I pay my bills.
Well, actually, it's funny. I'm surprised you didn't call the last caller out for trying to pass off his place of work as an institution.
Yeah, the bank. Like, the bank owns the car. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, he's a middleman that just feels disgusting that, like, people who steal cars from, like, people trying to get to work.
Oh, but they're not stealing cars. They can't pay the bill.
Right. Right, but also when you were talking about like the eras of having a phone, like when we got to just flip phones and like T9 texting, that wasn't that bad. But when phones became like you had to have it, was when like the Nextel chirp became like a fashion thing,
okay.
And then the Razor flat phone came out, and
right.
Then it became kind of like a fashion thing.
Okay,
and then all of a sudden.
Think the phone is more important than the car, Nolan?
Well, you have to have the phone if your car breaks down, but
okay,
I actually have a story about fighting the repo man, if you want to hear it.
Wait, you got a story? Well, hold on. I got something important I have to do, okay? Listen to me, Nolan. We're going to talk to the head coach of FAU in about 5 to 10 minutes, okay? So I'm going to talk to the coach. We're going to talk to Dusty May. And then after we talk to Dusty May, I want to hear about you fighting a repo man, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank
you.
I'll
be patient as, you know.
Okay, hey, Nolan, just wait a minute. Hey, Shep, is it okay if I put that fight guy on? Talking to the head coach of FAU is more important than the repo man fight, right?
Just a little bit. And, Nolan, we do not want to disregard or minimize your story. So, JR will get to you the second we're done with Coach
right.
May. He just happened to have the biggest win, maybe the NCAA tournament this season.
Yeah, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to a head coach, Florida Atlantic University. We spoke to him last week when he beat Penny Hardaway in Memphis. And we're going to talk to him in a few minutes. He just beat Tennessee. Florida Atlantic wins 62-55. They're going to take on Kansas State. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. The head coach, Dusty May, on the other side of the break on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It has been a day. It has been a night of absolute madness. The Sweet 16 is getting narrowed down to the Elite Eight. Half of that is in the books, especially here on Thursday. One of the big games. We've had a lot of exciting games tonight. This one went down in Madison Square Garden. Florida Atlantic, FAU, they beat Tennessee. Them beat-em-up Vols. The final score, 62-55. And joining us right now is the head coach of FAU. He's the Conference USA Coach of the Year. He just won another big game in Madison Square Garden. Joining us again, head coach Dusty May. Coach, how you feeling, man? At Madison Square Garden, that's a lot of energy.
Yeah, feeling great, but a little bit of anxiety knowing we got an incredibly difficult task on Saturday with Kansas State.
We know Kansas State is coming up. They had an amazing watch as well in overtime. That was pretty awesome to see. Talk to me about what just took place. We heard about the physicality and the rugby-type defense of Tennessee, but your guys came out on the second half in the second half and went on the run. What changed? What adjustment did you make to get some of those shots off?
Well, our guys, after the first 7 minutes, we kind of settled in to how we play. They were moving it, sharing it. We felt like we were getting good looks. And it was almost as if we were surprised we were open and we weren't making them. We weren't focused on just making the shot. So I did give our guys some confidence. And John L. Davis, our leading scorer, had set out the last 8 minutes of the first half in foul trouble. So a lot of things went into it. But most importantly, our guys were confident that they felt like we played poorly and we're only down five.
Head coach Dusty May is joining us here on CBS Sports Radio. FAU just beat Tennessee 62-55. You talk about that second half. Michael Forrest, man, he went out on a run himself. He seemed like he dropped, eight consecutive points there. What did you see in him that helped move the team forward? That was pretty much the last stand, the final drum to win the game.
Well, we've seen Mike do that for 5 years. He's a prolific scorer. He's a winner. He won state championship in high school, and he's probably been the cornerstone of our program over 5 years. And he's in a little bit of a rough patch, and he's probably had been overthinking things and wanting it too bad because he's put so much into it. And we've talked about it as a staff several times. We're going to ride with Mike, and even when he's not playing well, we're going to keep putting him in and keep getting a shot. And when the one went in, you could see a look in his eye. He had a different level of intensity and focus, and it looked like old Mike was back because he was just hooping instead of overthinking.
Well, Coach May, let me ask you this. There were a lot of conversations about the physicality of Tennessee. We heard the polite back and forths about how physical this game would be and rugby-like, and Rick Barnes says he loved rugby, et cetera. Was the defense and what they threw at you what you expected? How did you prepare?
Yeah, I mean, that was a little bit overblown, and I made that comment in jest after I'd seen some comments on social media, and I guess that's the danger of social media, where you just read something and then you just run with it. And we don't take ourselves super serious anyway. We try to have a sense of humor. We try to have fun with this. And so I just made a comment, and to be honest, if you said our team was incredibly physical and tough and aggressive, I would take it as a compliment because that's the way we want to play on the defensive end. But, you know, our guys, we knew the size and the mass. To be number one defensive efficiency team in the country, you have to be good in a lot of areas, and they are. But our guys, we do feel like for the bigger teams, we're a little bit of a tough matchup because we can spread you out, and we've got a lot of different weapons.
head coach Dusty May here with us. FAU, final question. You talked about the upcoming matchup with Kansas State. It feels like half the team, the star players, are from New York City. Talk to us about the energy that you felt in MSG tonight. What are your plan for the next game? I mean, you guys were serenaded on the way out of the Garden. Talk to us about that.
Well, we're working on that. I know they've got some Brooklyn and some of the other boroughs represented on their roster. But as you know, we're going into it as the underdog now against a Big 12 program, and we welcome all bandwagon fans on board with us, and we're excited to play and continue competing at a high level. And we couldn't have more respect for the program. Coach Tang, what a job! National Coach of the Year, most likely. Their staff, a group of really good guys who happen to be great basketball coaches as well. So we're excited for the opportunity, and obviously the MSG is icing on the cake.
Hey, Coach May, congratulations going up against Kansas State. Keep the roll on going. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We just had a conversation with Dusty May, Conference USA Coach of the Year, as Florida Atlantic knocked off Tennessee 62-55. They knocked off Memphis. They knocked off Fairleigh Dickinson. They knocked off Tennessee tonight. They are looking to knock off Kansas State Saturday. They're trying to get to the Final Four. FAU. Thank you so much to Coach Dusty May. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, brother. Really love your show. I really appreciate all your work through the years. Got me through some really hard times.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, thank you so much. Head coach Dusty May. He just joined us. He just had one of the biggest wins of his career. Florida Atlantic just beat Tennessee in Madison Square Garden, 62-55, and he just called us. Thank you so much, Coach May, for coming on the JR Sport Brief Show. Knocked off Penny Hardaway in Memphis, knocked off Fairleigh Dickinson, knocked off Tennessee, you could say arguably the toughest defensive team in Division I basketball, and now he's going to take on Kansas State in Madison Square Garden. If you missed the interview, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you so much to head coach Dusty May, showing and proving to everyone once again another victory why he was awarded Conference USA Coach of the Year. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We've had a crazy slate of games. Gonzaga beating UCLA 79-76, or should I say holding on to beat UCLA. We had UConn smash Arkansas 88-65. No, Eric Musselman did not rip his shirt off in defeat. We just talked about Florida Atlantic beating Tennessee. And then we had Kansas State beat Michigan State in overtime. What a great game that was, 98-93. We actually saw a record broken, an NCAA tournament record broken. Marquise Noel, not only did he hand out, or excuse me, not only did he put up 20 points, he handed out 19 assists. That is an NCAA record for dimes. Congratulations to Marquise Noel and Florida Atlantic. They're going to keep on rolling. Next is Kansas State. That should be a whole lot of fun. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. As we get ready for Friday's games, San Diego State will take on Alabama. Miami will take on Houston. Princeton will take on Creighton. And then we have Xavier. They will take on Texas. And I know we had a caller. David called from Detroit. He was disappointed in Michigan State's loss this evening. He said he's out here repossessing cars. Our favorite repo man. Yes. Shout outs. And you got to make your money. I don't know if I. No, I don't want to say that. Shep, I was about to say shout outs to the repo man, but I don't know if I like that.
Glad you pulled back there.
Hey, shout outs to the repo man. Yeah, no. I don't. And so we had a conversation, Shep and I. And I said, yeah, it's more important to have a phone in 2023 than a car. And so if David is coming to get your vehicle, take solace in the fact that you probably still have a phone. Because if he came to repossess your phone, you'd be cooked. And we have some callers here with some opinions on that. Let's go ahead and get them on before we roll out. 855-212-4CBS. We got George. He's here from Birmingham. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Okay. Thanks for listening to me. But all of my life, I've needed a car to get to work. I've needed a car to get to the grocery store. And I've never needed the internet in my whole life. I've been a construction worker all of my life. Okay. I just retired last year.
Congratulations. So
that was only a few months ago, you know. And today I went and picked up my cousin from a senior citizen's home to take him to dinner because it was a nice sunny day and
good.
He needed to get out of the place. Now, I couldn't do that with the internet. I had to go pick him up and take him.
You missing out, man. You don't got to do nothing. You can have your food delivered with a phone. You can have a car.
No. I go to the grocery store and pick out the food that I like. I look at it. I examine it.
Well, I understand that. Yeah, I'm not saying that everything, but if you should choose, you can have your groceries delivered with a phone.
And I wouldn't choose to let somebody else pick out my groceries
for me. Well, that's fine. I'm just telling you what you can do. You can have your groceries delivered with a phone. You can have everything in your house delivered with a phone. You can have a car come pick you up with a phone. You can pay your bills.
Wait 2 hours for a taxi?
A what?
Wait 2 hours for a taxi?
2 hours for a taxi? Hey, I'm sitting in the studio right now in the middle of Atlanta, Georgia. My car is downstairs.
It would take 2 hours here.
No. I'm in Atlanta. You in Birmingham, right next door to me. I have driven to Birmingham. You know what Uber is?
I don't have the internet, so I don't use Uber.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to let you know, George. There's a thing called Uber. We got a lot of listeners right now who are listening to us all over America. They use Uber. That some people are driving cars and some people in the back of them. I can pick up my phone, George, and I can say I am here at XYZ, and I can have a car come get me in 2 minutes without having to speak to anybody.
Okay. Well, if you're working in Bridgeport, Alabama, you can't do that.
Don't be so sure. Uber's everywhere.
Okay.
Don't worry about it, George.
I've traveled the country now.
Yeah, me too. And Uber is everywhere.
I know that you need a car in some places, especially when you're jumping from one state to another and you're going to construction jobs.
Okay.
I've been fired before because my car broke down and I couldn't get to work.
Yeah. Well, I could take an Uber from here from Atlanta to Birmingham, but I got my own, thank God. Hey, thank you, George.
All right, bye.
Appreciate you. Yeah, I got the internet. How you going to tell me about something you don't have? Look, man, I've been in the middle of nowhere. And yeah, sure, it'll take you a whole lot longer to get Uber, but I don't think anybody in the middle of nowhere want Uber. Come on now. Jeremy's calling from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, how are you?
I'm amazing. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking your call.
Sure.
I got a lot of thoughts. One of them is we talk about the Lions, or can we do that? Or I would just say car over the phone, for sure. Car over the phone. Because in a car, you can leave. You can just get out and you can just go if you need to. A phone can't do that for you.
Okay.
A car lets you go. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can go.
Yeah, I know about
it gives you independence, I guess.
I can think about the the independence. The car will just let you go. I can't even put a numerical amount on the amount of things that a phone can and will allow me to do. But what do you have to say about your lines?
All these rumors about the Lions signing Lamar Jackson or whoever.
Oh, my God.
Like, we like Jared Goff. Like, we want him to stay here. So all these rumors about someone or we're going to sign Lamar Jackson.
Oh, like, Jeremy.
No. I'm telling you.
No. Jared Goff, Jeremy, have you been drinking?
No.
Okay, then stop. Let's save time here. Listen to me. Are you been listening to local radio in Michigan? Is that what you've been doing?
No, but I do enjoy the local radio in Michigan.
So whatever you've been listening to, slow down. Stop. I'm trying to save America time here, Jeremy. Stop. Whatever the hell you've been listening to or reading, ignore it. Ain't nobody but you and five people or a couple of hundred people in Michigan thinking about Lamar Jackson. It's a waste of time. Don't waste it for yourself, okay?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying we don't need him.
Then don't worry about it. Doesn't matter.
It is.
Thank you, Jeremy. Like, who cares? Nobody cares. Ain't nobody thinking about that but you. If you want to tell me then we don't need him, you just said it. Then don't worry about it. Why are you so pat? Who cares? People say dumbass things all the time. Not everything is worthy of a response. Not everything. Man, it's been a fun basketball night. Hey, Shep, do you think David from Detroit, you think he called us when? Like last hour?
It might have been an hour and a half ago, yeah.
What do you think he picked up? One or two more cars? One, maybe?
I'd say with his energy, he probably picked up six. I know he said he had three on the agenda. Probably doubled it up.
I'll put it to you this way. I feel uncomfortable saying shout outs to the repo men. That just makes me want to take a shower and thinking about it.
Well, you love all people from all
there
places.
You go.
So that's what
shout outs to everybody out there making ends meet. I'll put it to you that way. And if you got a car in Detroit, put it away. Cause David the repo man is out there. Beware. I warned you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We had an amazing, amazing half a slate of Sweet 16 games. We got another slate coming to you Friday, and we got you all set up here as those games get underway. We're going to be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you all so much. You just heard him, super producer and host Dave Shepard. We're done here. We'll be back tomorrow. But don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next. It's March Madness. CBS Sports Radio.
This podcast is brought to you by the Showtime original series, Yellow Jackets. For those of us who didn't peak in high school, those teenage years were pretty angsty. But nobody had it worse than the Whiskeyock High Yellow Jackets girls soccer team of 1996. Yellow Jackets, the Emmy-nominated phenomenon that has us all asking, what really happened out there and what wouldn't you do to stay alive, is back for its much-anticipated second season. The team survived a plane crash and a summer stranded in the woods, but winter bites and those girls are hungry. Plus, there might be a dark force in the wilderness compelling them to do some unsavory things. TBD. Meanwhile, 25 years later, the surviving adult Yellow Jackets are grappling with their past while getting caught up in kidnappings, cults, murders, and parenting moody teenagers. Melanie Lynskey and Tawny Cypress star with Christina Ricci and Juliette Lewis. The internet is obsessed, and Rotten Tomatoes declared it 100% fresh. So if you haven't watched Yellow Jackets, it's time. New episodes streaming now only on Showtime. And now stream Showtime on Paramount Plus.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind.
mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
I'm JR of CBS Sports Radio, and I want to introduce you to a new podcast titled Agents of Inclusion, brought to you by Special Olympics, Odyssey, and JR Sport Brief Productions. Every Wednesday, we'll be speaking with a different Special Olympics athlete to share their stories of perseverance, accomplishment, and path towards inclusion. We don't want you to just listen. We want you to become an active agent of inclusion as well. Special Olympics, Agents of Inclusion, find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Passengers, fasten your seatbelts. We are about to experience a blizzard of free money.
That's right. Deposit a couple hundred bucks into your BetUS account and get into the action with $450. That's $250 more dollars than you started with. I know. Crazy, right? Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.